Before we play Don Coco's part of the program for this week, I've got something to tell you. If you're listening to this program live, well, the 7th of May is Don's birthday. A little bird has told me this. So I suggest that we prove the power of this medium, and in particular, the huge listenership of Main Menu, by flooding DJC's mailbox, djc@acbradio.org, with happy birthday greetings. Do it now, or perhaps as soon as the program's finished. Drop Don a birthday message. He deserves it.
Radio's Main Menu, this is DJC at acbradio.org with news and views you can use. And greetings to you once again. This is Don Coco from Sacramento, California, welcoming you to my portion of the Main Menu today. You know, as they say, a little bit of rain falls on each one of us, and on today's program, I'll be chatting to you about different weather programs that you can put on your computer. First, though, I'd like to demo a thermometer. This is not a weather-related thermometer in the sense that it's a program for the computer. This one is one that I have on my wall here in my office, and I'd like to basically show how this one works. This is a $30 thermometer. I picked it up from www.irti.net. That's www.irti.net, a company that specializes in adaptive products for visually impaired persons. And I picked this up quite a while ago. Good little thermometer. I just wanted you to hear this since we're talking about weather-related information. It's a small little box, hangs on my wall here, and it's got an outdoor probe that I have outside my window here, so it measures both indoor and outdoor temperature. This device is pretty cool, and it sounds like this. You can have it give you the temperature in both Celsius and Fahrenheit.
The temperature is 78.7 degrees Fahrenheit. The outdoor temperature is 81.9 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's the Fahrenheit temperature. Let me show you the Celsius temperature on this. Little slide switch slides it over into Celsius.
Good afternoon. The indoor temperature is 25.9 degrees Celsius. The outdoor temperature is 27.7 degrees Celsius.
There you go. That's just a demo of my little thermometer, and you can pick these up. I believe Radio Shack makes a model of this particular thermometer as well, if I'm not mistaken. But it's available, as I said, at irti.net, and I believe that Ann Morris also sells this particular thermometer, so you could check with Ann Morris, and I'm sure there are other places that sell it as well. Now let's get on to what our feature is actually for today, and this time we're going to be talking about computer-related thermometers. Back in 1990, I bought my very first computer. It was called the Eureka A4. It was a computer that was made for blind people in Australia through a company called Robotron Incorporated. I don't have a web page for Robotron, but I believe I'm sure they still are in business. They make reading machines and other types of adaptive software. But Robotron made this fantastic portable laptop, and this was even before the term laptop was coined, I guess. But this was back in 1990, and one of the features it had on it was a thermometer that measured room temperature. It was very cool. Unfortunately, I don't have a demo to show of the sound of that. But it was pretty cool and did a real nice job. And all these thermometers, one thing to keep in mind, they will give you the temperature reasonably accurately. And I want to stress the word reasonably, because a lot would depend, for example, my indoor-outdoor thermometer, a lot depends if the sun is hitting the probe, that'll cause the temperature to go up, and that sort of thing. So I say reasonably accurate, you know, within at least a few degrees, at least to give you a pretty good idea what the temperature is outside. I mean, if you wake up in the morning and you have to go out, you can check, and if, you know, you find it's, 5 degrees, outside. Well, that's chilly. Of course, you need a jacket. So it's that sort of thing that you want to be aware of, that these all are reasonable. But this thermometer was pretty good, you know, that they made for the Eureka and worked really well. Well, now you can find weather information everywhere on the net. It's all over the net. www.weather.com is one good source. And that's the Weather Channel information, and you can get weather there for probably almost any place in the world, I would say, international forecasts and all that sort of thing. Like all these pages, they have a zillion links, but you can navigate through them, and they have a search field on their main page there for, at least for the U.S. it works. I can't speak for other places, but you just type in your zip code, and it will show you the weather for your area. So it's pretty cool. That's www.weather.com. One thing that's rather cool about the weather.com site that I'd like to mention is that they have an audio-video link, and you can ask it to give you forecast in audio for different regions. For example, they'll give you, you know, South Pacific or, I guess, Europe and different regions. It's you have to have direct 7 installed, I believe, to take advantage of that. But if you do, it just comes up as a Java applet, and you can just listen to the forecast. So at weather.com, look for the audio-video link. Now let's chat about programs on the computer. And these are programs that you can download to your computer for weather information. The first program I'd like to demo, and of course you have to be connected to the net, is one called Weather Tracker. You can pick this program up, and I believe it's $10. It was when I bought it anyway. www.weathertracker.com is the name of the site. www.weathertracker.com, extremely speech-friendly. The shareware version will not save your preferences, so you will be able to look up weather for cities, but you cannot save your preferences. And I should tell you that this program really only works best in the United States from what I've been able to determine. I couldn't get it to show me information for Europe, even though he does have a city list and has Europe listed and Asia and the South Pacific and so forth, but it doesn't seem to want to actually show the forecast for those areas. And I have other programs that do show the forecast for those areas, though we'll be talking about them as we go along here. But it's still a pretty good utility, real speech-friendly. So let's start it up right now, and I've slowed my speech down.
Start menu.
Hopefully you'll be able to hear it okay. Let's go to Weather Tracker and hit the return.
Menu close button start.
And it's coming up on the screen.
Weather Tracker.
And it pops up a custom control box, so it will say custom control, and it's now going out and it's getting, it doesn't give any sound, but it's going out and it's getting the weather for Sacramento. So, because I have Sacramento programmed in there, since I live in Sacramento, California, this is what I want. So I just Alt-Tab
custom control. Rich edit.
Over to the Rich Edit box, and I can read the forecast.
Forecast for Sacramento, Cal 400 MVDT, Fume 04 2000 points today. Point of view, morning low clouds possible. Point otherwise mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s, southerly wind 215 mph. Point tonight. Point fair skies, lows in the lower 50s, southerly winds 215 mph. Point Friday. Point partly cloudy, highs in the middle 70s to near 80. Temperature precipitation Sacramento 83 53 79 000000. Point extended forecast. Point Saturday. Point partly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s, highs in the mid 70s to around 80. Point Sunday. Point partly cloudy, lows in the lower to middle 50s, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Point Monday. Point mostly clear, lows in the lower to middle 50s, highs in the lower to middle 80s.
And there you go. And that's the weather for Sacramento as at the time of recording here. And you can put in more than one city, so you can go from city to city. You can ask it to update with Control-U. I think I can tell it to update if I wanted to leave it on the screen, or it would update automatically on the net as well. So you can have more than one city. It's pretty good, and it's called Weather Tracker. www.weathertracker.com should be the site. However, I had difficulty when I tried to access it. I guess their site was down because I wanted to check the price for you. I believe it is $10. They do sell it through www.kagi.com as well. You can find it. They also make a Macintosh version of this particular program. So they have a Windows and a Mac version. The guy has not put out an update for a very long time on this program, so I guess he's probably stopped development of it. It does not install anything, by the way. It's just an application. When you download it, you just open it up and it's there. It does not install anything on the registry. It sits on the C drive, and I just called it with a shortcut key, but it does sit on the C drive, and that's, you know, where it resides. But all in all, it's pretty good. It does have, like I say, quite a few options, preferences and city lists and that sort of thing. All extremely speech-friendly, no problem. So check it out if you have a chance, www.weathertracker.com. Now, the next program I'd like to talk about today is a very cool one for $12 from robomagic.com. That's www.robomagic.com. And this particular program is called WetSock. That's WetSocks. WetSocks, I guess, actually, is what it is. This is a very cool program. I bought this one quite a while ago as well. Now, this one will do multiple cities and international forecasts. I don't quite know where he's getting this particular information from. I'm not 100% sure. I know that the program Weather Tracker, by the way, gets its weather information from www.rainmaker.wonderground.com. That's www.rainmaker.wonderground.com. And I know that that's where they're getting. That's another source of weather information for you. There you go. Hope you're taking notes. But also, this particular program, I don't know where WetSock is getting its information from, but it is very, very cool indeed. And let's take a look at this program now. So we'll go to Startup. This one's in my Startup group. This one does install programs. This one does install in the registry. Excuse me, I'm just trying to look for the program here. And it's pretty cool, and we'll just start it up. And what it will do is it'll start itself up and put itself on the system tray. There is no sound with this. However, there is a custom thunder sound that is included in the program. So apparently, if the if there were thunder approaching your area, the sound would go off. Now, I've never heard it. We rarely get thunder here in Sacramento, and I mean extremely rare. We get lots of rain, but we do not get much thunder. So I've never heard it actually do that. What it will do on startup is it goes out and gets the temperature, and if you restart your machine, because it is in the startup group, if you restart your machine, it will come up, and it will just show the last temperature until you actually connect to the net, and then it will update itself. And, of course, it updates itself periodically. It's pretty good. Now, this particular program resides, as I say, in the system tray. So you need to basically look at the system tray for options. I have two icons showing for WetSock. I have Sydney, Australia, which is at the moment, well, last time it was updated, it showed 64 Fahrenheit, and it shows the temperature that way. That's 18 degrees Celsius, or my temperature. Let's see what mine is. And Sacramento, it's warm this afternoon as I record, that's for sure. It's showing the Sacramento temperature as 77 Fahrenheit, or what's that equal? That's, what, 23, 24 degrees Celsius in that particular area. And you can switch these to tell them to show them in either what's called metric or imperial. Imperial means Fahrenheit, and metric means Metric means metric. Let's look at Sydney here, and we can double left click the icon here. And we have a bunch of information on the screen here, and you can tab across to see the various information. It shows the latitude and longitude for Sydney.
Static box location, Sydney.
Sydney, Australia.
Static box observation time, 5400, 2 o'clock p.m.
And it took its observation at, it looks like it took it at 2 o'clock p.m. was the last time it took the observation. That would be showing it to me in, I guess, local time, I think.
Static box sky conditions, mostly cloudy.
Mostly cloudy for the sky condition.
Static box precipitation.
No precipitation. In other words, it's not raining.
Static box temperature 64
F. The temperature is 64 Fahrenheit, as I said, or 18 degrees Celsius. And because I'm American, I have mine set to Fahrenheit, of course. But you can, as I said, you can tell it to show these in Celsius.
Static box dew point 62 F.
The dew point is 62 Fahrenheit.
Static box humidity 93.
The humidity is 93%.
Static box wind WNW at 3 mph.
The wind is northwest at, I think it looks like, 3 miles per hour.
Static box barometer 29.89 inches.
The barometer is 29.89 inches.
Static box visibility 6.2 miles.
The visibility is 6.2 miles, so it's fairly clear. And then they have a list view, and you have, it just shows the different, it just shows the different parts that I just read to you in this list box, is what it shows. Then you have a button that says update, and we can press that and ask it to update itself, and it will go across to the net and just make sure that we actually have the proper condition for Sydney.
Checkbox unchecked equals show encoded data.
You have a button that says show encoded data. That box is unchecked. I don't know what that actually does.
Checkbox unchecked equals WX style toggle.
And then you have a button that says WX style toggle. That one's also unchecked. I'm, again, not sure quite what that does. I'll have to read his help, which is very well written, by the way, and it will tell you what it does.
Button equals units imperial.
Then units imperial, if I click it, it's units imperial right now, but if I press that button, it will switch it to metric. It will say units metric. So I could have it, you know, switch to units metric.
Static box Sydney, latitude 3357.
And we're back to the main static box.
Static box location Sydney,
where we were.
Static box observation time 5406.
Now, it didn't, if I were doing Sacramento, there would be also a button on the screen that would say get local forecast, and then it would, you could press that button and it would pop up a window which would read the local forecast. But in the case of Sydney, I guess either the forecast itself apparently was not available, there's no button there at this particular moment, so it's not actually giving me a forecast for Sydney. But that's basically how WetSoc works, and it's a good program. Lots of options to fool with on the screen. There are lots of things that, you know, you can do with it. It just sits in the system tray, and I think it's definitely worth a look. If you get a chance, check it out. That's WetSoc from RoboMagic. That's www.robomagic.com. It's extremely, extremely speech-friendly. It uses an Explorer interface for its preferences and its a city list and that sort of thing. It's real speech friendly and it's a good program. I like it quite a lot. And it's good to have on your system tray, and every once in a while I'll just look at my system tray to see what the temperature is for Sacramento or Sydney. And I guess you can probably put up as many icons as you want. I told it to put up the two for the two spots, and it is doing that. But I guess if you want to cover your system tray with icons, you certainly could do that and have weather for all kinds of places, and it would give you the different temperatures, assuming they're available. And by the way, if it goes to get a temperature and it's not available, it will just say temperature not available or no forecast available or something like that. So you do get an indicator that it cannot actually get the temperature. And like I say, you can tell it to update. You can right-click for options for the city list and the preferences and that sort of thing. Real fine program, Wet Sock from Robomagic.com. Usually when I evaluate software, I evaluate the software for quite a while and either say, yes, I'll buy it, no, I won't buy it, or let's kill it from the machine. But usually I evaluate software for a while. When I evaluated this next program, I couldn't wait to buy this one. I just couldn't buy it fast enough. The best $15 I ever spent, $14.95 to be exact. The company that makes this program is Future Solutions. The name of the program is Tray Temperature. This is a very, very, very cool speaking thermometer. This one goes out to the Weather Channel and gets the weather information from the Weather Channel. And they just released version 4.0. They had version 3.0 out. And then the Weather Channel changed their coding of their web pages, so the Tray Temperature program wouldn't work. So they had a big announcement on their page, well, we're very sorry, you know, our program doesn't work at the moment, but we're going to attempt to fix it. Well, they finally did, and last week they released version 4.0. This is a great program. It's another program that's quite speech-friendly. And, by the way, again, I would like to stress that I'm talking speech friendliness from a window eyes perspective. Please keep that in mind as you look at these programs. However, I don't see where JFW would really have problems with these. I know that the screens are laid out different in each screen reader, so I know sometimes that causes minor conflicts. Most of these programs, most functions can be gotten to by just tabbing across, so be sure to check the tab key. But anyway, I couldn't wait to buy this program fast enough. Mm-mm-mm. And I bought it quite a while ago when it was version 3.0. And what drew me to this particular program was the fact that it announces the temperature once an hour or periodically. It's a very cool program from futuresolution.com. That's futuresolution. FutureSolution.com is the name of the site. And $14.95 is what they charge for the program. And I believe, I don't want to swear to this, I'm sure they have secure ordering for a credit card. And you put in your email and credit card and they just email you a code and you unlock it. If you don't unlock it, it will run for, I believe, 30 days. I think all of these run for either 2 weeks or 30 days. And, you know, you can try it, except you'll get the shareware notice every time you start the program up. The program normally resides, again, in the system tray. All these programs reside in the system tray is how you access them. Let's start up. Let's go to the start menu here, and let's go to programs and... And let's go to... Let's see. I would like which one here. Tray Temperature. It's called Tray Temp, to be exact. And let's start this up. Now, I'm going to get up and go near my speakers up on top, my big speakers, because this one starts up with a sound, actually. It's a thunder sound. It's very cool. It has that. You can, of course, disable the sound if you don't want it to start up with a thunder sound. But that sounds like this, so we'll hit the return, and hopefully it'll start itself up, and hopefully you'll hear this okay. It's now coming up on the screen. And there it is. It's up on the screen. And now it's going to go out on the net and actually get the temperature for us. And hopefully in a second we should have the temperature for Sacramento. And this one will not say the name of the city, of course, but it will give you the temperature. So we're now waiting for it to come up and actually announce the temperature for us. And we're waiting here. I guess it's out on the net looking for the temperature. And as I say, it does update itself periodically. And hopefully it will it will give the temperature. If it doesn't come up with the current temperature, I'll have to actually ask it to refresh. Boy, isn't this always the way when I'm doing a demo? I'm waiting for it. Come on, tray temperature. Usually it does. It starts up and gives a temperature. But I guess it either hasn't gotten it yet or can't get it, or the net is busy and it can't get it. Anything's possible, of course. Since I'm recording in the middle of the business day, anything's possible. Well, let me...
The current temperature is 77 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, she got me right when I said, let me sit down and I'll do it. I hope you heard that okay. Let's, in case you didn't hear it, and that's possible, let me go back to it here. And let me ask it to refresh. That's the button I'll need done when I get up here. I have to jump up and down to get to my speakers. Let me do this. Let me get this sort of close to the thing. Okay, hopefully that should be close enough. Hopefully you'll be able to hear it. Here we go. Ask it to refresh, Don.
The current temperature is 77 degrees Fahrenheit.
There we go. 77 degrees Fahrenheit, it says, for Sacramento. You can run more than one instance of this particular program, but I think that is not really beneficial, and I'll tell you why. Because it just says the current temperature is... And it will, in the system tray, it just says weather conditions for a particular spot. So if I look on my system tray here and check.
Graphic the weather channel conditions for Sacramento Fair, 77F. The weather channel conditions for Sacramento Fair, 77F.
Right, it says the weather channel conditions for Sacramento Fair, 77F. And you can double left click. And it will actually give you information. So, for example, I can double left click here.
Left. The weather channel conditions for Sacramento, but no equals okay.
And I can read the the conditions, but I must tell you that you do have to read this with your mouse pointer. It won't read this. It's not a list box or a rich edit box. So I'll just go to the top left, and I'll ask WindowEyes to read it for me here. Okay, 540-216, it took its observation. It was fair. 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Wind from the southwest at 13 miles per hour.
Relative humidity
is 42%, so it's dry here, of course.
Visibility
is 10 miles. It's a warm day. It's beautiful sunshine outside.
Barometer
is 29.89 inches. Wind chill is 72 Fahrenheit, is what it says.
Sunrise
is 6:04 a.m.
Sunset
is 8:01 p.m. And the default button for OK. And you can right-click in this program for quite a number of options, and you can ask it to refresh. Unfortunately, they have no hotkeys in this program. I wish they did. Maybe they'll get hotkeys installed eventually. I don't know. It would be nice. Let's just look for the options so I can describe them. Here you have unload, which will unload the program if you want to shut it down. You have refresh. That's what I pressed to have it speak the temperature again. And yes, you can have it if you don't want it to speak. You can have it not speak. Also, you can have it, it has either a female voice or a male voice, or it will just beep. So your choice on that as well.
Equals properties.
And then you have properties, and that's the property sheet that where you can configure it as far as what city you want it to look at, and it's very, very extensive. It's got, again, every place in the world pretty much, and it works very well. It will get them for just about every place in the world. And then you have mute sound. So if you don't want sound, say you want to leave it running or you had a cable connection, you want to leave it running and have it update overnight, but you don't want to be woken up at 3 a.m. with her speaking, although she only speaks approximately once an hour is when she'll announce the temperature. I don't believe I can customize that to tell it to speak more than once an hour. You can have her speak less than once an hour, though. So if, say, I wanted her to speak every 2 hours, I could tell her that. But I don't think I can ask her to speak like every 30 minutes. I think 60 minutes is the minimum, is what I'm basically trying to say. Then you have the Future Solutions web pages, FBS. That's www.futuresolution.com. Then you have the Weather Channel web pages. And then you have View Weather Channel Extended Forecast. And then you back to unload. And if I were to tell it to View Weather Channel Extended Forecast, what it will do is it actually will launch your browser, go out to the Weather Channel webpage, and I would see, you know, Sacramento, and of course it would show the temperature for that, the conditions and the temperature for Sacramento and all that sort of thing. I think on the whole this is a great program. I would like to just mention one thing about their preferences. When you go to select the state or area you live in, the first part of it's easy, but what you'll want to do to get the city list, say I wanted to, this is a change from the earlier version too, say I wanted to ask it to give me weather for Sydney, Australia. I can locate Australia, but what I have to do to pop up the city list, you'll have to do this with the, well, you can get to the boxes okay with the tab key. No problem. So you'll locate Australia with the tab key. But then what you're going to have to do, and I don't know why they changed this, but they did, but you're going to have to double left click on it. So you need to locate that with your mouse pointer and left click on it. And once you left click on it, then you'll it'll pop up your city list, and then you can arrow down to the desired city that you're interested in. All in all, it's a great program. I really love it, and it was only $14.95, so be sure to pick that one up as well from www.futuresolution.com. That's www.futuresolution.com. As I said at the beginning of this program, a little bit of rain falls on each one of us. Oh my goodness, it's raining in the studio. Oh my goodness, rain. Oh yes, indeed. Oh, thunder too. Oh my goodness, and lightning. Oh, whoa, this is a bad storm we have here, huh? I just want to take time to remind you on where you can pick up these programs one more time. For weather, because we've given a lot of information here, and I want to make sure I get it to you. For Weather Tracker, www.weathertracker.com or www.khi.com. You should be able to find Weather Tracker. For Wet Socks, www.robomagic.com, www.robomagic.com, and for Trey Temperature from Future Solution, www.futuresolution.com, www.futuresolution.com. Check them out. They're great programs. I just love them. And I hope you enjoyed the demo that I gave today. And now I hope it stops raining. That would be nice. At least stop raining in the studio. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the main menu, this is DJC at acbradio.org. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Well, didn't you expect him to burst into a chorus of singing in the rain at any minute? Thanks very much, Don. Have a good birthday.